Welcome to CNN Student News. I'm Carl Azus. The Southeast Asian country of Vietnam is where we start today. U.S. President Barack Obama arrived there over the weekend. His goal, to improve relations with a government that was a U.S. enemy during the Vietnam War. The conflict extended from 1954 to 1975. The communist government of North Vietnam and its allies eventually defeated South Vietnam, which was supported by the U.S. More than 58,000 U.S. troops were among the millions overall who died in the Vietnam War. Former President Bill Clinton reestablished U.S. diplomatic ties with Vietnam in 1995, and President Obama's hoping to increase economic and security cooperation between the two countries. Reactions to this trip are mixed. Some veterans groups say it'll help remind Americans of the war and those who served. Others say the president needs to ask about more than 1,600 U.S. troops who are still listed as missing from the war. But there's another factor in this visit.
Like his father before him, Lay Tan makes his living from the sea. He's fished these waters for 31 years, but lately his job's become a lot more dangerous.
First they took our fish, then the essential equipment. If they liked it, they took it. If they didn't, they threw it away.
The North African nation of Egypt, which borders the Mediterranean Sea, has sent a submarine to look for the remains of Egypt Air Flight 804. It disappeared last Thursday on the way from Paris, France to Cairo, Egypt. There were 66 people aboard. Searchers have found wreckage in the Mediterranean, life vests, plane parts, personal belongings. But locating the fuselage with the plane's flight data recorders would help explain exactly what happened. Officials don't know if the problem was mechanical or terrorism related. Either way, the incident adds to a list of troubles Egypt is facing.
The last 5 years have been rough on Egypt. The hope and optimism born in the uprising that deposed President Hosni Mubarak have been eclipsed by instability, terrorism, violence, and repression. In 2012, Egypt had its first ever democratic presidential election, electing the Muslim Brotherhood's Mohamed Morsi. But after a year, he was ousted by the Egyptian military after massive popular protests. Then Defense Minister Abdel Fattah Sisi took power and later won a presidential election. Sisi promised to bring stability and prosperity and crack down on terrorism, but so far he's failed on all fronts. Militants in the Sinai Peninsula have set up an ISIS statelet there, and they claimed responsibility for the bomb that brought down a Russian Metrojet airliner in October 2015. This came a month after Egyptian security forces killed 12 tourists and wounded 10 others in the country's western desert after they were mistaken for terrorists. Tourism is an important part of the Egyptian economy and has taken a nosedive. And with the crash of Egypt Air Flight 804, things will probably only get worse.